Welcome to the Muddy Puddle Teacher Podcast. I am Sarah Seaman, Chief Muddy Puddle Teacher, and this is episode one. The subject and topic for conversation this week is going to be about what the Muddy Puddle Teacher Approach is. So we're hoping that a lot of these podcasts are going to be really helpful to you. We're going to have guest speakers on. We've got Greg Bottrell, author and early years teacher, on his way. We've got some children on board who are campaigning for plastic free education, and lots of many other people organised to come onto our Muddy podcast. But first of all, we need to teach you all about what the Muddy Puddle Teacher Approach is all about, how we were created, and what our ethos and mission is. So the Muddy Puddle Teacher Approach was created by me, Sarah Seaman. I'm a mum and I was a teacher for around 12 years. I started off being a forest school teacher, and I did that for about 5 years on and off my regular teaching. So I was in early years, year one, year two, and my Friday job was to also teach forest schools throughout the school. And I did that, like I said, for 5 years. Absolutely loved it, got so much from it. And I wanted to do more of it, but my hands were sort of tied because I had the curriculum to teach, basically, like the rest of us do. I mean, if I could have spent all day outside doing forest schools, I totally would have done it. But I was just sort of searching and seeking for other ways for us to teach a little bit differently. The sit down teaching at desks, it works for me sometimes and for some things. But then other things I thought, you know, if I'd only had the time, I probably could have made this lesson really more interactive for those children that needed it. And actually for the majority of the children that need it now to be moving and doing things in different ways. So that's why I left, basically, to try and be a bit more experimental with what I absolutely have so much passion for. And I had two young girls at the time, so it made total sense. So for 2 years, I basically taught outside, started off doing forest schools and ended up being nothing really like forest schools. I basically really focused on teaching the curriculum outside and how I could get each year groups learning outside. My initial focus was on maths, and I would do a bit of early years maths outside with the shape and the measure, a bit of place value, how the children could go and collect 10 sticks and how much they got from that, rather than actually sitting down and getting cubes out, you know, just giving them this sort of like in-depth learning of, can you go and get me 10 sticks? Not, can you count me out 10 cubes? Can you go and get me 10 sticks? Because I need you to then go and make me a square. And all the links that just came in were just was beautiful. And then I focused on Key Stage 2 with the help of some head teachers and moved on from there. And then I got myself a fabulous team together. Just something that this approach really does bring is tribe of people, and we certainly do have a tribe of people at the Muddy Puddle Teacher. We have teachers now that create content for our website, and it has taken about a year of training for all the staff to sort of get into the swing of things, how we only use natural and upcycled resources. But we now have a wonderful team together, and before COVID I was going up and down the country training everybody on the Muddy Puddle Teacher Approach, but that sort of put a halt to it, and we're fully online now. So that is our journey so far. So what is the Muddy Puddle Teacher Approach? So as I was outside, I soon realised that there are many difficulties to teaching outside. It's not quite as simple as inside, because before you know it, there's rain, there's snow, there's seasons, there's changes in natural resources. What can you take out that you can't get messy, that you can't get wet? There can be some differences, as I like to say, not difficulties. So I focus really hard about what actually practically a teacher can take outside, and it not create you extra effort and extra fuss, because to be perfectly honest, we've got enough on our plate, haven't we? And if I didn't make outdoor learning easy to do, then I knew it wouldn't get done. I've sat there over so many training sessions and so many staff meetings and been told, yeah, this is the new thing that we do. And then we get there and we think, this is not practical. We got to put this in place. Where have I got time to do this? I've got a million one things on my plate. The idea of the multimodal teacher approach is it actually makes your life easier. And that's because there's no marking, because I've removed all paper and clipboards out of our approach. There's no tidying up because we only use natural resources. So the Muddy Puddle teacher approach is not just an outdoor learning approach. I think we're now a sustainable teaching approach where we only use upcycled and natural materials. And the big thing about us is that I then created an ethos. And the ethos is very important because it keeps us like-minded people together. It also reminds us that why we do what we do, why we are the Muddy Puddle teachers, because we believe that we've got to teach the curriculum, but you can teach the curriculum in a nurturing way. You don't have to do it like everybody else. You do have to do what's on your curriculum, but you don't have to do it the same way as everybody else. And I believe in the Muddy Puddle teacher way, and so do thousands of other schools that follow us. And the ethos is very important. And this is how we remind ourselves and keep ourselves to the Muddy Puddle approach and to make sure we know what the value is of our approach. So these are called the three Muddy M's. Number one being mental strength. So anyone that follows us on our Facebook pages, Twitter pages and whatnot will know how passionate I am about mental strength and about being really careful about the steps and the paths we take with our teaching that could just alter that mindset of one of our children in our class, and keeping that positive mentality, which is really hard sometimes when you've got so much pressure on your shoulders. But I think what's great about our schools is that not only do the teachers love our ethos, so do the head teachers, and they teach just like this too, and so do the management, and so do the governors, and so do the parents, and it just filters through this positivity that, yeah, we are here to teach this curriculum, but we're going to teach it understanding the children's mental health and strengthening that as we go. So that's one area we focus on a lot. And the second one is more kids moving. So yeah, when I first started teaching 12 years ago, there weren't many computers around, really. I mean, like, I was in year one at the time, and the children, like, a couple of them had laptops, but they didn't really access it. They were only five and six, so they weren't really using it very much. By the end of my career, every single child had got a phone, an iPad, maybe both, laptops, you know, technology coming out of their ears, basically. So I think it's really important to take notice of that and note that play has changed. Play is not like it was at home as it is now. And we've got Greg Bottrell coming on the show soon. He's absolute advocate for it. If you need to go and look up Greg, do it now. He's amazing, but you'll be inspired by him when he's on the show next. And the fact that the play has changed means that we've got to be a lot more play-based in school. We should have been anyway, but we are and need to be a lot more play-based. And the Muddy Puddle teacher approach only encourages that. We don't, like I say, a rule is that if there's no worksheets, no paper outside, we don't just think of the mental strength of the child, we're thinking of the mental strength of the teacher as well, who also needs to go outside, who also needs to reduce workload because they need to teach. And this kind of way of teaching is so powerful. More kids moving. So all of our sessions are interactive. We don't encourage sitting around circles. We may as well sit down in circles inside if that's what you want to do. Instead, we promote lots of active-based learning, such as the Muddy Walk and Talk. So if you have got circle time activities, go outside, think out of the box. Do it. Do the Muddy Walk and Talk. It's so cool. The children, you stand in the middle, you give them a subject to talk about, and the children walk around the outside of it. That is a really good one. from. We also do muddy welly walks where the children, you go on a welly walk for 10 minutes and the children have got some conversations to talk about as you're doing it. We do the jump in, the jump out. We do sensory circles to help children open up through things like that. Story times, yeah, you know, they're perfect for indoors. They're perfect outdoors on nice days. But if you're wanting some interactive sessions, then that's what we're here to do. And because we only use natural and upcycle resources, anybody across the planet can do this. Anybody in any setting can do this. You can all get some sticks. You can all find some mud. You can all find stones. So we are across the board. And that was always my aim, was the fact that a lot of the time our approach is done free by people, and that's absolutely fine. If they want our help and want to subscribe with us, then brilliant. That's what we're here to do, make your life easier. But if not, use it for free and just go out there. And, you know, we've got a 14-day trial. For some people, that's enough. They've got the ideas and off they go. But yeah, I mean, anyone can do it. So the final muddy end, we've had mental strength. We've had more kids moving. And the last one, of course, is Mother Nature. So making sure that every session we stick to the fact that we're either using natural resources or upcycle materials. There is so many reasons for that. And at first I thought, you know, I'm going to take my whiteboards and pencil out. I can do this. And you sort of can. Yeah, you can. But then you've got more effort for yourself if that's what you want to do. You're going to have to clear all that stuff up and you're going to have to wipe it all down afterwards. And actually, what are we teaching the children by doing that? We're not adding any value to going outside, not adding any value to the fact that these children need to really think about their planet and they need to think about their future. And I love that when the children get really good and the teachers at using what's out there. So let's say that they're using sticks to make a storyboard. They've got the stones out to do fractions. They're making clocks out of stones and leaves and learning time. They start to get really imaginative with it. And I really do believe that some child out of the Muddy Puddle teacher approach is going to be creating their next sustainable material that's going to replace plastic. I'm pretty sure of it because we're giving them so much time, so many skills into upcycling, reusing. Their imaginations are going to be wild by the time they finish primary school. So yeah, they're the three muddy ends. I can't speak enough about these. They've naturally come in, they've naturally been very powerful, and they naturally are something we use every session. Now, the Muddy Puddle teacher approach is so flexible, and we are not here to create rules around how people use this approach. I just think that's a headache. Every school's different, every child's different, every teacher's different. It can be an outdoor approach that schools use. It can be something they start using inside as well. I think the Muddy Puddle teacher approach has that effect on people. You start going outside and using these, you then realize that you've got to do a lot more outdoor learning. You then start to see that actually those conkers could have been used in the math sessions. Do I really need to order new blocks? Do I really need to order a new set of plastic teddy bears? Not really. I can use stones, can't I? And we're sort of saving plastic. We're saving money as we do it. And we're teaching the children really good methods of sustainability while we're going. There's so much science involved as well. It's amazing to see some of our flagship schools, such as Pownall Hall School, showing us how the children are learning about deciduous and evergreen. They know the names of the plants around them. Oh, the wealth of knowledge that's coming out of this is incredible. We now have two research schools that are creating research around this approach. So that will be coming next year. Next September, they will have finished that year's worth of research, but we may continue that for another year. And that is with one whole school and a nursery unit. And we will be continuing our research. It's exciting times for us. So that is us. That is the Muddy Puddle teacher approach. That is what we're about. And I hope you got a lot from that. And again, if you want to use our approach for free, go for it. Use the three muddy M's. Every lesson, try and think about mental strength, ways you can do that. making your kids move more, and how you can incorporate Mother Nature more into your teaching. All are going to be beneficial. Next week we are going to be having Greg Bottrell on. So me and Greg have known each other for quite a while. I did the Play to Go conference, did a seminar there for him in Devon, which he leads with. He's got a massive following. It's going to be really exciting to have him on. He's going to talk about what he's doing, because he's got an exciting few projects coming up, and his thoughts and feelings about outdoor learning. And if you want more, so we have a massive 50k following on Facebook on the early years Muddy Puddle group. We've got a Key Stage 2 one, an SCN one. We also have our Facebook page / Muddy Puddle Teacher. We have an Instagram account where we share a lot of our pictures, and so do our flagship schools. And there's our website, www.themuddypuddleteacher.co.uk. Sign up for a 14-day free trial to all of our resources. You also, there's our training on there as well. And everybody absolutely loves our training. Honestly, it's really going to revamp your career, revamp your school, and just make an absolute difference to you all. And there's, like I said, all the resources on there too. So we're going to be covering lots of things, not just about outdoor learning. We have the three Muddy M's that we focus on, so there's going to be lots of mental health talk about you as a teacher, about the children, about the right decisions, the right paths we take, so that we have confident, happy teachers and children who are ready to learn and eager to get out there. So have a lovely Muddy day, everybody. Bye.